Palestine edged past Pakistan 2-1 in the first ever match at the Punjab Stadium in Lahore, the win taking the visitors one up in the two-match series. Although Pakistan lost, the match will be remembered for the 3,000 local and foreign spectators that filled the stands and cheered for their teams, sending a strong message to the world that Pakistan are back in contention to host foreign teams.
I am telling everybody here from what I saw, from not only what I saw, what I read on people's eyes, that Pakistan is a free country, Pakistan is a secure country. I wouldn't be here if I was not happy.
The game spirit and excitement in the sport-deprived nation was all they carried, as local football fans have almost forgotten the Sri Lankan team attack and believe the incident is now history.
This is the first time that Palestinian team come to play in Pakistan. It's the first time ever. Palestinian team wanted to do that just to let everybody in the world know that Pakistan is a very hospitable country. Pakistan is a very secure country. Pakistan can hold many international events, either if it was for football or cricket or anything else.
The chairman of the Pakistan's Football Federation, the organizer of the match, had this to say.
We thought that there's an immense need to take this relationship to a new level. And what better level between Palestinians and Pakistanis than to promote our ties through culture and exchange of sporting activities.
The Pakistani team is scheduled to visit Palestine later this year for a return match.
Pakistan is among the supportive countries of Palestine cause. With organizing the first ever football match between the two teams, Pakistan has assured its extended support in all fields for the people of Palestine. Hamza Amir, Press TV, Lahore.